Anxiety or Peace, What We Feed Will Grow by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Have you ever noticed that however we choose to start our day seems to predict how the rest of the day will go? I have a confession to make. I convinced myself that if I just had more information about COVID-19, I would feel less fearful. So I saturated myself with the news. My husband and I would sit in front of the TV, and from morning till night, we would absorb all we could. My husband is a list maker, and in no time, he had filled a spiral notebook with the numbers of those who had contracted the virus, those who recovered, and those who sadly did not. I don't remember a time when we were more anxious than those first few months. And then, after I talked with someone who stepped away from the news and found peace, it was my light bulb moment. Until that moment, I had convinced myself I would only feel peace with more information. I was wrong. Instead of alleviating my fears, I had been feeding them. I decided to step away from the news and instead fill my mind with God's Word. I listened to sermons regularly. I learned what scriptures had to say in light of the things our world was experiencing. God wants us to feel safe and secure, but that security is found in Him. We have read God is our refuge and strength. He is the one we can run to when we are in trouble, Psalm 46:1. And God is a loving Father who knows what's good for us. God knows what the alternative is when we move away from Him and from His Word. No matter what I've experienced in my life, God has always been there with me. He has been my guide, my comfort, and the one who meets my needs, Philippians 4:19. God fulfills them, and He is our sufficiency, 2 Corinthians 3:5. God is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. What's really exciting is that God provides our needs, but it's not based on if we deserve it. God does it according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How are you feeling today? Are you anxious or peaceful? May I ask, what are you feeling? I have found that the more I get into God's Word, the more I want to read it. I encourage you to try it, and you will find your anxiety will lessen as your faith grows. Peace that lasts. God, why is peace so hard to hold? It slips right through my hands. Yet anxious thoughts all cling to me till I can hardly stand. He answers me, my precious one, the world is moving fast. Be still and keep your eyes on me. I'll give you peace that lasts.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.